Live Updates World Reacts to Kyle Rittenhouse Not Guilty Verdict. By Joshua Kaplan on November 19, 2021. 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty Friday afternoon on all charges in the killing of two people during violent riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, last year. Follow all of the events on the Breitbart News Live Wire below. All times in Eastern. 6:43 p.m., Fox News host Tucker Carlson will interview Rittenhouse on Monday, the news network says. 5:49 p.m., former President Donald Trump lauds the Rittenhouse verdict. Congratulations to Kyle Rittenhouse for being found innocent of all charges. It's called being found not guilty, and by the way, if that's not self-defense, nothing is. 5:25 p.m., Vice President Kamala Harris breaks silence on Rittenhouse verdict. 5:23 p.m. 5:17 p.m., more Wisconsin officials weigh in on the verdict. 4:13 p.m., DCCC Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney sends out emails slamming the Rittenhouse verdict and makes two glaring errors. Falsely claims Jacob Blake was shot dead by police. He's alive, and asserts he was unnamed, he had a knife. The DCCC later sent out a new email without the errors. 4:02 p.m. 4 p.m. 3:51 p.m., Jemele Hill with a predictable take. 3:43 p.m. 3:32 p.m. 3:31 p.m., Biden issues new statement. While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. He adds, I urge everyone to express their views peacefully, consistent with the rule of law. 3:10 p.m., Southern Poverty Law Center attacks the verdict, says our hearts are with the victims in this case, and claims the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse will add fuel to the fire of armed radicalization in America. 3:02 p.m., far-left group Equality for Flatbush is organizing a march tonight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn to protest the verdict. 2:55 p.m. 2:41 p.m. 2:40 p.m. 2:39 p.m., more scenes from outside the courthouse. 2:33 p.m., 1619 Project writer Nicole Hannah-Jones is unsurprisingly not happy about the verdict and making it about race. Same for far-left squad member Representative Cori Bush, Demo. 2:31 p.m., President Joe Biden weighs in on the verdict, says I stand by what the jury had concluded. The jury system works. 2:20 p.m., House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, slams the Rittenhouse verdict, says the Department of Justice should review it. 2:12 p.m., Arizona GOP Senate candidate Blake Masters praises outcome of Rittenhouse trial. 2:05 p.m., Rittenhouse family spokesman comments on verdict. 2:03 p.m., 1:57 p.m., 1:56 p.m., 1:56 p.m., 1:55 p.m., following the verdict, MSNBC publishes an op-ed titled, Kyle Rittenhouse trial was designed to protect white conservatives who kill. 1:46 p.m., Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance issues a statement on the verdict. 1:45 p.m., the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is slamming the verdict, claiming the decision highlights how it is far too easy to overlook the impact that violence in defense of white supremacy has on the black and brown communities. Both men shot and killed by Rittenhouse, in what the teenage said was in self-defense, were white. 1:42 p.m. 1:36 p.m., actress-turned-Democrat activist Alyssa Milano is the first Hollywood celebrity to express fury over the verdict. 1:35 p.m., New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., isn't happy. 1:34 p.m., former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard weighs in, says jury made the correct decision. 1:32 p.m., footage from outside Kenosha County Courthouse as the verdict was read aloud. 1:26 p.m., some left-wing media figures and activists have begun lashing out following the verdict, attacking Judge Bruce Schroeder and blaming the outcome on race. 1:20 p.m., Rittenhouse breaks down in tears and hugs one of his lawyers after being cleared on all charges.